All right, moving along. Up next will be Washington State coach Mike Leach. The Cougars are home hosting Eastern Washington on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And your first question comes from the line of Stephanie Lowe, Seattle Times.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, so last year, your season opener, you guys came out a little bit flat against Portland State. How much can a coach really do to determine how his team comes out of the gate at the start of the season, or is that something that's really player-driven?
Well, I think it's both. Just put together good practices and good work. But I mean, it can be unpredictable. I think that, you just try to practice and prepare with as much energy as you can. And then, you know, there'll be ups and downs in the game where you try to, you know, decipher and stimulate it there too.
What concerns you guys about this Eastern Washington team?
Well, they're always a good team. They'll be a confident unit because they've always had success. They, you know, typically go deep in the 1AA playoffs. And then, they're explosive. They score quick. They're explosive and aggressive on defense. They have a couple pretty good guys on the defensive front that are back.
Okay, and Cooper Kupp, their receiver, he's in the state of Washington. Was he on your radar at all when you guys took the job in your first year at Washington State?
Yeah, we probably should have taken him. I mean, it was early on and everything was kind of a blur. He's a really good player and he's had a very productive career.
So did you have any conversations with him? I mean, was he a guy that maybe was on the list to be like a preferred walk-on or something like that?
I don't recall if we had any conversations. I know we would have definitely have liked him to walk on. And then, of course, not only has he been a great player, he got bigger and faster and all of it. You know, he developed kind of late and just really impressive.
Okay, and what can you tell me about the status of Shalom Lawani going into this weekend's game?
We'll just wait and see. You know, we'll wait and see what unfolds.
But as of present, he hasn't been in practices, correct?
He's been doing exactly what we want him to do. So, you know, we'll just wait and see at the game.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And your next question comes from the line of Mike Wilson, CampusPressBox.com.
Coach, how are we doing today?
Good.
Good. Okay, what is the biggest still – what does Luke Falk still have to work on to get to that next level?
I think overall – I don't know what that next level is, but overall improvement. He's got to just steadily improve in everything he does. He doesn't have any glaring weaknesses, but I think that there's just constant overall mentally constantly go through his reads, all the fundamental stuff, which he's pretty good at most of it. But, you know, I think the best quarterbacks are the ones that are fairly good at everything, but then they just steadily improve at the whole package.
Is he a film guy? Does he watch a lot of film? Is he dedicated to that kind of part of the game?
Relentlessly studies film. If anything, maybe studies film too much. Constantly studies film.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
All right. Thank you.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach?
And your next question comes from the line of Ashley Adamson, Pac-12 Network.
Hey, Mike. I know that obviously each year is a new year, but were there lessons you can take from week one last season against Portland State? And, you know, did you or will you spend any time talking to your guys about that game before this Saturday?
No, just, you know, just come out as prepared and focused as we can and play together the best we can, really.
And your next question comes from the line of David Walton, LA Times.
Yeah, good morning, Coach. I know you've been focusing on your game and your team, but if I can get you to look up for just a second, there's a lot of big games around the country, a lot of buzz about top-rated teams playing each other. Do you think that's good for college football?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I mean, everybody's playing somebody, so I guess it's fine. I mean, it's just part of the deal. I mean, in our conference, somebody really good's playing somebody really good every week, you know, once we get into conference. And then, you know, prior to that, as a team, you're most focused on trying to do well in your conference, so whatever prepares you to do that.
Thanks.
Yep.
And your next question comes from the line of Stephanie Lowe, Seattle Times.
Hey, Mike, quick follow-up. As far as your offensive line depth going into the season, I mean, how are you feeling about that, and what made you guys decide that Fred Mauigoa is your best backup option at center? Because it's rather unusual for you to have a true freshman in that spot, right?
There's a noise or something. Can you repeat that?
Oh, I said, how do you feel about your offensive line depth going into the season now that fall camp has played out? And what did you see in Fred Mauigoa that made you think that he was your best backup option at center, because he's a true freshman and it's pretty unusual to play freshmen so early on the line?
Well, like everybody, we're looking for more depth, but Fred's just a real versatile guy, you know, a very smart guy, versatile, good feet, long arms, also has the ability to kind of adjust on the move if it doesn't go perfect. And pretty early in camp, just went out there and kind of took command of the position.
Okay. And the team hasn't won a season opener in the time that you've been there. Is that something that you use as motivation for them at all going into this year?
We pretty much just focus on the next play, the next game, you know, that type of thing.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
We have any further questions for Coach? Last chance. All right, Mike, nothing more here. Appreciate your time. Good luck this week.
All right, thanks.
Okay, we'll see you.
All right, bye.